live show called Business Power Hour. I loved the panel presentations we did at the Authentic Seller Summit so much, and I got a ton of feedback that you guys loved them and you loved hearing us just talk about business and chat, and there were so many good takeaways, and it was really fun being live all together. And so I decided to make it into a weekly show. So every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, you can join me inside my Facebook group for a special panel presentation. Today, we are going to play the audio for you from the Power Hour we did last Thursday. If you like this format, come live to the live show. I'll be live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern in the Facebook group with a new panel of experts talking about a new topic every week. It's going to be really fun. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Hey guys, we're live. We're live. Hey everybody. Yay. Welcome back to Business Power Hour. I'm your host, Faith Mariah. We do every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We're doing Business Power Hour, where I'm putting together panels of online business owners to talk about different topics you guys are interested in talking about. If you guys have any requests for topics, put those in the comments. I got a few from last episode too, but we're starting to recruit for like the next 90 days for speakers. And I need to know, who do you guys want? Who are you obsessed with? Who's like the best? Put it in the comments and tell me, what topics are you dying to hear us talk about? Like, what do you need help with? What do you hate about your business right now? Tell me that, and I'll make something to help you. And we'll fix it for you. What a great thing what a great service we offer around here.
I love that.
Yeah. So everybody put that in the comments, and I'm going to have our panel introduce themselves. You guys go around, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and all of the things. And then we'll go ahead and get started. We're going to talk about all things memberships, which I'm very excited to talk about today.
I'll start.
Perfect. Okay. You guys all start shy, and then by the end, everybody's like talking over each other.
I'm not usually shy. I just try to like make room for other people. So
yeah.
I'm Larissa Russell of Creative View, Creative View Business, and I help women align their heart-centered businesses with their ethics, values, and life goals, because we often get swayed by all the things that we think we should do, and it really doesn't align with how we want to do things. And so I help women get back on track with that.
I love that. That's amazing.
I think you're nice. Hey everyone, I'm Monica Monfrey-Scantlebury, the founder of Monica Monfrey Consulting, as well as the Make Caviar brand. And I thought partner with legacy creators, with impact makers, all around how to create community where their members feel like they belong and where they're a part of a movement. And really the focus here is, you know, just how do we show up? How do we make people, allow people the space to be who they are, be fully who they are, whether they're online or in person?
Perfect.
Awesome. I'm Sandra DeFreitas. I am the owner of engagedgroups.com, and I have been creating memberships since 2005.
Oh my gosh.
So that's
I feel like I've had a membership forever, but that's it. You got me like beat.
I started building memberships way back in the day and consult. So I was building them and then designing them and then coaching on them. And then in 2016, I had someone reach out and say, can you please come and help me with this big launch? And it was for a membership course. I was supposed to be there for 3 weeks. I was there for over 2 years, and I coached their high-end program. I coached their high-end coaching program for a year. I coached the course 3 times. And since then, I have been developing and helping entrepreneurs with their communities, both free and paid, and also creating their recurring revenue so that they can, you know, take a nap in the middle of the day and not worry about it, or go on vacation and not worry about it.
I love that. I can't wait to talk to you. Oh my gosh. I'm like, tell me all the things. I would love to hear from you guys. Something I get asked a lot is like, I have this idea. Like, should I make it a course or a membership? And like, how do you guys advise people? I know all of us probably do it a little differently, but I'd love to hear from you guys what your thoughts are about that. And how do you advise people make a decision about, is it a good idea for a membership? Is their business ready for a membership? Is do you advise people start, or what do you, what are your thoughts? Membership versus course. I want to hear the thoughts that you guys have about that.
I can definitely chat about that. So that's a question I get often.
Yeah.
And what I like to say is, how quickly do you want people to get results? And is this an ongoing thing that they're going to need support on? And sometimes the answer is course, membership, or it's course, then membership as a combination.
I love that. A lot of people don't even know that's an option.
That is totally an option. So if I was doing a course, like I wanted to get you to help you with your TikToks, I'm totally not your person to talk about TikToks. But if I was going to create a course on TikToks, people need it now. They don't need the content spread over a year. So they need it now. But if I was going to create a membership where every month I'm giving them something that they need for these TikToks, like let's say these are the top hashtags, these are the top audios to use, whatever, like I'm doing the research, I'm taking the work out of their hands, that could be a membership. Now I could have the course and then sell everyone from the course into the membership.
And I agree. I think one of the things that Sandra, like, and she knows, Sandra and I go way back. I actually was teaching course creation for a while as a teacher. And for those who don't know, I taught high school for 15 years, but I'm a yoga teacher. I always liken this to a gym membership, right? Mm-hmm. You join the gym. Oftentimes you have a membership, but the gym has personal trainers. And so you're going to the personal trainer. Maybe it's your first time in the gym or you want to learn how to use the weight. So you go for that one-to-one support. But then when you're finished, the gym doesn't say like, great, go on your own, go someplace else. The gym's like, well, come join us.
We have I would love to graduate from the gym.
Right. But the gym doesn't send you off. They're like, hey, now that you've done this, what if you did this? They give you your maintenance. And I always think about memberships after courses. I consider them maintenance, right? How do you keep people inside of your circle? And I know as somebody who's newer to the online space, I've been in the space for 3 years, but oftentimes we want to go towards this membership, but we haven't yet created our audience or our community versus having a course where you can practice teaching, practice seeing the gaps in your learning, and then you have people who can go into your membership. So I'm always a fan of the gym model membership version. And they both can work. Everything works, right, when you do the work. But for the people that I work with, I oftentimes think personal trainer to gym membership.
I'll tell you guys too, like, I don't know if you guys see this, but I coach in the Becoming Boss Mastermind, right? And we have people at all levels. We have a lot of new people in there. So I've been advising kind of newer business owners lately. And something I've been seeing is they're like, I want to do a membership. I want the reoccurring revenue. And I just feel like the course I can only sell once, and the membership, like, they pay over and over. But I also think for most memberships, like, a lot of times they're at a lower price point, right? So they're like, I want to do a $20 a month membership. And I'm like, okay, well, how much money do you need to even break even? Because I think something people don't think about with the membership is, like, for our team, for example, we do lots of live calls. Well, someone has to make all the Zoom links. Someone has to coordinate all of the scheduling. Someone has to put the replays in the portal. People are constantly losing their passwords. We have 230 people in there. People need, like, admin help, right? There's more admin help because there's more people. And so I always advise people, like, do you have the capacity? And then, yeah, it's reoccurring revenue, but you're really marketing for them to stay in there. So you're really selling them every month. You've got to give them, like, a good reason to stay, a good reason to stay, a good reason to stay. And so you're really marketing to them. You're not just selling them once and then you're just getting reoccurring revenue, which I think is how a lot of the, like, bro marketers like to make it sound. It's like, oh, you start a membership and it rains down reoccurring revenue every month. It's like, no, you get those people in there. You got to tell them, like, you got to stay, you got to stay, you got to stay. So, and then you got to get new people in the front end, right? So you're really marketing twice. You're really marketing to get them in the initial time, and you're marketing for them to keep making those payments or to keep the yearly. We do a lot of yearly memberships. So, like, redoing another year, like, that's a big investment for people to make a second year. We have to give them really good incentives to stay. And so I just encourage people to factor those things in as far as, like, what is the cost going to actually be to run it? Like, what is the weekly hours that are going to take to, like, maintain whatever you're doing? And do you have an audience that is going to be able to at least break even? Otherwise, you're just going to dig yourself into a hole, which I've seen people do. What about you, Larissa? I know you've got thoughts. She's like, I've got things to say. I can tell. She's like, yep.
Yes, I do. No, I'm agreeing with everyone, because it really is, just as you were saying, Faith, it you have to keep it going, right? So it depends. If you have ADHD like I do, membership is amazing, right? Because I can just keep doing things and giving and giving. And I just, you know, have this one place I have to do it. But the reoccurring revenue, actually, I think is easier in a course, because you can like just put it on rinse and repeat, right? You don't have to be constantly coming up with new content, constantly adding value to it. I love the membership because it works really well for me. But I love the analogy of the gym as well, right? Because you can then grow on, like you take them through a program, get them really secure in what they're doing, and then you can build on that. So I think it's personal preference about how you want to run your business. And there's pros and cons to both. Absolutely. I love membership because of the way my brain works. It works really well for me.
Yeah, I want to pick all of your guys' brains. I want this information. I'm like, tell me all your secrets. Like, I want to know your guys' best tip for growing a membership. Like, what are you seeing working right now? How do you advise people scale it? Because the other thing I see is people get stuck in, should I do a membership? Should I do a course? Should I do a membership? Should I do a course? And then they'll be like, okay, I'm going to do a membership. And then they're like, but wait, how do I get more people in it? They're like, it's not. And a lot of times people hit plateaus with their memberships too, where you'll do an initial launch, or maybe you get a couple good launches where it seems like people are joining, but then people trickle out, and that makes people feel a type of way. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, not only do you have to sell, spots like faster than what you lose people too, right? And I think that's a skill people don't understand either, is like, people are always going to leave in this business model. They come, they go, they come, they go. That's like part of the business model. And you have to be able to sell spots faster than they go out. So I'd love to hear your guys' tips as far as like, how do they actually get it to grow once you have a membership?
So a little secret, I actually don't have a membership right now. I closed mine for a lot of the reasons that we talked about.
Just like, I'll give you guys the warning.
But, and part of it was that I didn't think of like, I think anybody who would see me would be like, oh, I just created it because I had people asking for it and I hadn't actually thought it out. Now I'm thinking about the next level of membership. Mm-hmm. And I think what's so important is to create the community. And my secret tool, which is actually my free resource, is I love using Eventbrite to host free events where people get into the habit of coming to your events. I think we sometimes hear that the membership, oh, I just have to sell a $7 a month membership or $27 a month. It's really hard to sell that. It's the same energy to sell that. And Sandra's going to nod her head because she also knows I struggle with this too. As the person who's sharing this tip, I still struggle with it. But what has been super helpful for me to grow my list, to grow my audience, to get people who know, like, and trust me enough that now if I said, hey, I'm going to charge for this, they're going to be like, oh my God, the value I've gotten over the past 3 months coming to your free events, I'm willing to like invest, is I used Eventbrite. And the beauty of Eventbrite is that it creates a community for you. It's free to use. They do now have a limit of up to 25 tickets that you can sell for free, but it's the perfect place to begin to create the habit of people knowing who you are, and you get their email so that you're building your community. So that's my like secret. It's my free resource, Grow Without Social Media, is like and I know we're going to give the links later, but
yeah.
I can't say, and I just feel like everybody needs to know about Eventbrite. I used it as a yoga teacher. I use it now that I'm in Minneapolis. Like it's powerful and it's free.
That's awesome. Like that. Yeah. I got to get you to come teach on that in the mastermind. I've been like willing, I've been meaning to DM you because I stalk your Instagram stories. And I'm always like, ooh, like I don't see anybody else talking about that. So I think you're on to like a really, I feel like this is like Monica's mm-hmm. like secret sauce. So I'm really excited for you. I want to learn more about it. I'm going to get your freebie.
I think also when you're trying to grow, and like it's about offering value. And you talk about this, Faith, all the time about offering value before you ever ask for money. And so that they can get something from that. And I do that through community. So in my communities, I can offer those sort of things to them. I have usually workshops that I do in there. They get to see the recordings don't stay in the community. The recordings go into the mastermind or into our other membership. So it depends, you know, how interested you are in it, but it gets them to see how I relate to people, how I teach something, what sort of value that they're getting from it. And community is really good for that.
Yeah, I think community too, when you have a membership, like being a great community leader is a huge benefit, I think. What about you, Sandra? What's like your number one tip for growing?
I've got a lot of number ones, but
give me your top three, number one.
there's two. Okay, I will give you a quick one. Okay. One, think about the retention before they leave. So,
stop the bleeding.
The retention is huge, and a lot of people will go into a membership and like, this is what I'm like, they don't even think that they're going to leave at some point, right? People join masterminds, commit for the year, but leave 2 months later. Like it happens, right? So retention is a big thing. Start thinking about that right away. My number one tip for even bringing more people in is to run a challenge. I feel like with a challenge, people can see who you are, how you teach. You're going to give them activities, homework, tasks, whatever you want to call it, for them to do. And that's where they're going to see their progress. That's where they're going to see their wins. My best challenge was July 2020. I had almost 1,000 people sign up for it. We did.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah, we did 15 minutes. I give them like, if I'm going to give you an activity, it's going to take tops 15 minutes for you to do. And I did that for a week. And we had 142 people join me in my membership. And we had like people's engagement rate in their group, because it was about groups, went up. I didn't even know this was possible. 3,900%. 3,900%. Like, that's crazy. But it was just like, let's focus on this for a week. And so so many people came in because they love the energy or what I was teaching. But what's really, really important is that people need to feel safe, whether they're in your free community or your paid community. And that's where you're going to get a lot of the retention too, because if someone feels safe, they're not going to want to leave. If someone loves your membership, but then you make them feel like this big, they're leaving or they're planning their exit, right? So
yeah, I love the challenges for growing memberships too. And we've had a lot of luck growing mine like that too. And I think part of the reason is we give them like a taste of what the community is like. Yeah. Right. And I always tell people, I'm like, I never just expect my customers to just trust me that I know what I'm. And in fact, I'm like, be like questioning everybody. Like anybody that's trying to like take your money online, I'm like, be like cautious. Okay. Be smart. Don't just like throw your money at whoever's like, I'm the best business coach in the world. Like, it's like, no, like everybody should be like discerning. Right. And so I'm like, you don't have to just take my word that the community is going to help you make more money. It's like, come do the challenge with us. And then what I would say was like, who here like got more done in the last 5 days than they did in the last month? And they're like, you know, and the chat would be like, oh my God, like I did. And like more than the last month. And like, I got so much done. And I'm like, this is why, like, we get more done, like, when we're doing things in community. It's hard to do by yourself. Yeah. And I think whatever you're selling, it's just important that you show people, right? And I think the challenge is a great opportunity to do that. And I always say, I'm like, you don't just have to trust me that I can help you with your business. I'll do it right in front of your freaking face. Like, come to my face. Like, I know we can help you. Like, I know we can, right? And so I think the challenge is a really, really great opportunity for memberships, for course, we use it for selling all kinds of stuff, but just to get people results ahead of time, because we don't want people to just be like, oh, slick marketing, like, let me buy from you. It's like, no, like, make sure people can help you. I'll prove it to you. You don't have to just trust me. Like, I'll get you a result before you ever pay me. And that's what I really love about our launch events that we do that are kind of like a hybrid, I guess, of like challenge, live launching workshop, webinars. I don't even know what they are at this point. Whatever Faith feels like doing that week. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. The other question I hear all the time is like, how do I figure out what to put in the membership, right? So they're like, okay, I have a program, but then you guys are telling me like, do a membership for the graduates of the program, or I have a program and I want to have a member. Like, how do I figure out what goes in it? What is your guys' advice about like, what the heck do you put in it?
I feel like we all have this one. Do you want the failed membership owner to go first and then the one who's going to start it? Because I think the problem is that a lot of times people start a membership for the money, but don't think about this question. And I remember when I was doing my membership, which was beautiful, brilliant. Like, it first started with like two we're just going to do 2 monthly live calls and you're going to get a resource. And then I started to be afraid it wasn't enough. So I was adding in more stuff, one-to-one calls and this and that. And oh my gosh, by the time the membership ended, somebody said to me, like, I don't know why I would join your program because it's all inside the membership. And I was like, point taken. Really great feedback, right? And so I think when you decide what you're going to put in the membership, and just a lesson from someone who failed and then is going to start again, is we don't have to give everything inside of our membership. That's my like biggest point. And also as a curriculum writer, and I know that both Sandra, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting your name, but they have Larissa, Larissa has so much to say. But the key for me is whatever you decide to put in with it, stay with it. Like, don't be wishy, like don't feel like you have to add more without really doing an analysis of what's working and not working in the membership.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
For ours too, like I have a couple of memberships because I have a healing business as well as the business. And now, because it's changed over time, because I did the same thing, I did all these, and then it was like, I needed to add more. And it's like, it wasn't sustainable for me. Now I very much do what I need. So on the business side, we have a lot of planning and work sessions where we come together and do things because I need to get them done. So like, let's do them together. And then really, I only have to come up with like one workshop a week and that's it. And the rest is all like, you know, co-working or a planning session, or, you know, we're working on our social media together, things like that. And I did absolutely steal that model from Faith, I'm going to tell you, because it was exactly what I needed.
I didn't make it up. So, I mean, I probably stole it from somebody else.
And then on the healing side in our membership there, it's about going in deeper and healing. And so it was like, what do I need? Because I can be working on the same things at the same time. And it's an amazing model because I don't feel like I have to be doing more. I don't have to like block out time to be doing things. And yeah, it works really well for me to do that. Yeah. Based on what I need.
Faith, my freebie for everyone, it's actually a paid product that I sell, but I am giving it away to your audience.
Tell me more. I'm like a freebie, the biggest freebie hoarder. So I really do go.
Oh, well, you're going to freebie hoard this to death. It is my 80 plus deliverable ideas for your membership.
Ooh, that's okay. A good one, you guys. Oh my gosh.
So we just started selling it separately. It's actually part of one of my courses, but my people who took the course were like, this alone is worth more than the course. What are you doing? So that's engagegroups.com/FaithMariah. That is your special link. Ooh. Please do not share that publicly. It is free for all of you. But one of the things that I feel, so I've had failed memberships too. Like I feel like you need to like get your hands dirty and see the failure before you can teach it. And boy, did I get my hands dirty. So one of my memberships, like I pulled up the sales page last year, and it was, not only was it like really funny to see an old sales page, but there was like 9 things that I promised. Great. I fire hose them with content. I overwhelmed myself. I thought that this was going to be my one and only revenue stream, and I took it too far. And that's the problem that I see a lot of people do, is they are just like giving too many things away because they feel like, what if it's not enough? What if they don't like this, but they like this? What if I give them this too? And like, you're just giving, giving, giving. It's like a desperate guy on a date trying so hard, right? So you don't want that. So I would say stick to 4 things that you're going to give them month to month, the same 4 pieces of content, whether it's a video, a guest that comes in, et cetera. Okay. I'm seeing all your notifications of people downloading the freebie. This is so fun. And if you do 4 things, okay, and then add on things as bonuses, and in that list, I give you ideas for bonuses that you could offer whenever you feel like it, on a special anniversary or birthday. Maybe you do it for retention purposes so that you can retain more people over and over again in your group. Okay. Don't give away everything. And remember, you may have something later on where you want to give out your higher level content. the people in my mastermind, my membership mastermind, they get everything. They get everything. My lower level membership for groups, they only get the stuff for groups.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You have like products you sell, but if you're in the membership, you get them included. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you have like your group. I love that model. I think that's really great.
And I just wanted to add on one thing too, Faith. I think that's so key when we think about from a curriculum standpoint is like, what are you doing with your membership? Like, do you want it to be content-based? And then like you might have more deliverables in a content-based membership. If you're creating a membership that's more about like, I want to create community, I want people to belong, then you might not actually need any sort of content. And it's just about the showing up. So it's really, again, as someone who has ADHD, who's like taught, I think it's helpful to understand like what type of membership. Is it content? Is it community? Is it a little bit of both? What happens is if you don't know what it is, then you start putting everything, and then your members either are like, oh, I don't want that, or you're showing up to like live calls and all they wanted was the real ideas. Mm-hmm. They didn't actually want the co-working time. So
I have a couple tips that came to me while you guys were talking. But Sandra, I have to tell you, when you were talking, I had this flash of like when you were like, you got to get your hands dirty in my like failed memberships. One of the first products I ever sold on my mental health blog was a membership, and I remember it was like $10, and I was gonna send them all this stuff in the mail like 4 times a month.
No.
Yeah, and I'm like a psychopath, so it's not even like one package a month, it was like every week you
no one sent anything in the mail, especially check out the pricing because everything is so expensive
thank
now.
God nobody thank God I was so bad at sales nobody bought it, but I was just like, this is gonna be great. Just like, oh, I look back at some of like, I don't know, poor past Faith. I'm like, oh, that dumb idiot. Like, she just had no idea what she was doing. But I'll tell you guys, like, when I think about doing a membership, there's a couple things I was going to say. One, two is like, you can always start really simple. So I really love like my business mastermind I have is a membership model, and it's business coaching, right? So you can come get coaching from me and other business coaches. When we started it, that sucker was one call a month and a Facebook group, right? Mm-hmm. That's really what it was like the first, I don't know, however long we had it that way, right? And then over time we've added more things, right? So, and I always told them that I was like, as this grows, and it's going to continue, like as we grow and scale it, I'm going to have more income and you guys are going to get more resources. And we still have OG members locked in at that price, at that same original launch price. I've never raised it. You don't have to do that, but I just keep them grandfathered in and they just get like more and more calls. And now they get, you know, it used to be one call a month in the Facebook group. And then it was like, oh, I'm going to coach every week. And then it was like, oh, I'll do a Q&A. And oh, now we're hiring co-coaches. Now you guys get a copywriter. Now you guys get a financial advisor to help you. Now you get access to all these experts, right, that come in and teach. But we added it as the revenue made sense, right? It doesn't make sense for me to pay out thousands of dollars to coaching, to hire people to coach in there if the membership is not profitable. Once it started doing like six figures, multiple six figures, it's like, oh, now we have revenue to reinvest. And so what I'll say is like, I think keeping it very, very simple, right? And then no, like you can always, like, if you want to add something, you can always add it later and it doesn't have to be done by you. Like I don't do we offer co-working. I don't do co-working with them. Like I'm the worst because I'm always losing track of time, right? And like my team's already trying to corral me to enough things. So it's like Faith doesn't need to do the co-working, right? And then it's like, okay, we wanted to do more coaching and more workshops. Well, I don't have to teach that. And I'm not the best person to teach all of that. So I just wanted to offer that in case that's helpful to anybody. You can always start very simple and add things, and they don't necessarily have to be done by you. And then make sure it's sustainable. So the other thing is like, can you do it for 10 years, right? So so a lot of times people will be like, we make our plan from our productivity fantasy life where it's like, I'm the most productive version of myself and my life is very nice and easy. We don't make our plan like, well, what about when your kid is sick and you have health problems and you have a sick family member and your dog just died? And like, we're going to have weeks like that. Like, let's be real. Like, life is not always the most kind, fun experience all of the time. And some you're going to go through tough seasons, and it's like, can you make that content? Is that actually sustainable when you're in a tough season? Not just like making your plan about what's sustainable based on like you at your best self, right? I always call it the productivity fantasy, where I like lay in bed at night and I'm like, I'm going to do this tomorrow and this tomorrow, and I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get that done. And I just like have these weird little productivity fantasies at night. But I'm like, but when I plan my day, I'm not actually making my plan from that place. And I suggest you guys don't plan your membership content from like a fantasy life either. So it's like, can you do it every month for the next 10 years, even when your life is a shit show?
It's so important too, Faith, like to also say there's two parts that like came up for me. It's like not centering yourself. Like the membership is not just about you. Like so often we make a membership and think we have to be everywhere, when it's like, a membership is a community where everybody is a part of it. And then number two is like, how do you, I would say that the one thing I've learned from having a membership and closing and then starting a new one is, what's the exit plan? Like, how are you going to close this? Like, what happens if you decide? I didn't have that plan. And I remember asking everybody, like, I'm sick. Like I was sick. I had to get out of my membership for my own health. And it was like, how do I close this now when people have prepaid? Like, what is it? And so I think we oftentimes think about the excitement of starting it, but then what happens next? And I know we don't want to think we're going to close our membership, but the reality is, don't, like you said, 10 years, like what will, how will you close it in 10 years? Because if you plan to close it in 10 years, and if you need to close it sooner, you've already identified those exit steps. And I don't think we think about that enough in the business world. Like, what's the exit step look
like? That's a really good point. And I'll say too, as someone who's also run a lot of memberships and I make multiple six figures off a membership now, right? I would advise you guys to really think about what Monica just said. And what I tell people is like, just put people on monthly plans and test it for 6 months. And if you get to 6 months and you're like, this is what I want to do, I want to scale it, I want to invest serious time, right? Serious assets, money, like it takes assets to grow things, right? I want to take this all the way. I'm ready to do it. Then you can start selling yearly plans or 6 month plans. But I'm like, give it a good 6-9 months on those monthlies before you make that commitment. Cause you're not going to be able to offboard. I mean, you could refund people, but a lot of people get themselves in a place where they don't have the cash to refund everybody. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I would say, like, when you're ready to like make that yearly plan, like make sure like you have the savings in the business account, like in case you do need to hire someone else to take over for you, and build a little bit of, you know, just test it out first before we make that commitment, right? Go on some dates. What's that like? Why? What did you say?
That right there, like that dating part of it. Date your business. Like date your business. I like that, Faith.
Yeah. I think, Faith, what you said too, we don't think about the end, right? And that's one of the things that we do, because if we're trying to align our business with how we want to live our life, you know, where do we want to be in the world? Do we want to be tied to an office? Do we want to be able to travel? So what are our life goals? And so aligning your business that way, mm-hmm. and you need to look at the end, and just like my offer today is our aligned business worksheets. And because we start there, we start with how do we want to be in 5 or 10 years? Like, how do we want to show up in our business? Do we want to be working it every day? Do we want to just show up once in a while? You know, do we want to be working 40 hours a week still? It's completely up to you, but you need to build your business that way. And so I think that's really important that you do that.
Yeah, that's a great way when we're talking about too, figuring out what's going to be in it. Is like, do you want to have to be live on calls? Like, I love being live on Zoom with my community every week. I love it, right? Not everybody loves that. Like, lots of my friends are like, you're out of your mind. They're like, there's no way I would get on a Zoom call for 2.5 hours every week with like all these people. Like, there's just no way. I'm like, but for me, it's like my personality and what I would like to do and what I want to do. I'm like, I can't believe I get paid to do that. That's insane. Like, I just love it so much. Right. And other people are like, they're wanting time freedom. It's like, if you know you want time freedom, don't start a membership where you're doing calls every mm-hmm. week all the time. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I love that idea of like starting with like the end in mind, what's going to make sense for you, and what's going to be sustainable too. Cause if you make a membership that doesn't go with your lifestyle, we're going to be looking at probably offboarding people sooner than you had thought. Right.
Yeah.
Faith, one thing that I think people also do from the beginning is they offer a lifetime membership. Please do not do that to yourself, because what does lifetime mean? It is very vague. If you talk to any lawyer, they'll slap you on the hand for doing it. Because whose lifetime is it? Is it your lifetime? is the lifetime of the client is the lifetime of the membership. And it's so vague that people sign into these and there's a problem. Now, back in 2010, there was a man, or actually it was 20, go back.
You have a good memory. I'm like, I don't even remember what I did yesterday.
Oh, I love numbers. I love numbers. It was a.
I could see you doing like little math in your brain. You're like,
I am like a walking Excel sheet. Like I'm always doing formulas. So it was about 2001. A man by the name of Thomas Leonard. He is the person who started coaching. He started the coaching world. He told his team, you know, in a newsletter, they found out in a newsletter, I talk about, I think he had ADHD too. He just had an idea. He went with it, didn't even tell his team. They had to find out in an email. And the email said, we are now offering our membership at a lifetime cost, $79. Okay. Fast forward about a year from that, poor Thomas suffered a heart attack and passed away. So whose lifetime was it for the membership? And the team had to scramble. And it's just not fair. On the opposite, I've seen people sell lifetime of their membership and a month close it. And they're like, well, you still have access. But what people don't think about beyond what I just said is you still have to pay for the tech to keep it going. The maintenance, the I lost my password. What's the website again? All the stuff. It's not free. You know, hosting is not free. All the tech and updating it is not free. So please look into my eyes and tell me you will not offer lifetime memberships. Please.
I'm begging you. Just please. Don't.
It's a mess.
And it's also not sustainable. Like really, if everybody has a lifetime membership, where's the income coming from? Right. Like it's that monthly revenue a year at the most, right? Because you want to keep it going. That's the whole idea behind a membership is.
Yeah, we do year memberships and I love that because we bring them in on a month. I'm like, you can make sure. Some people just are a little gun shy about wanting to hire me for a whole year and I understand that. So we bring them in on a month and most people end up converting like pretty quickly because they're like, I'm not leaving. It's going to be cheaper to pay. And the bonuses you get when you join for a year are just like insane, like the access that they get and everything. And that's worked really well for me. There's lots of different ways to do it. But I would just say, like, if you're not sure, don't pull out the yearly membership. Again, let me just like reiterate that for you guys. And then that's kind of dark, but I do like think about what would happen if I die. And so I'm just kind of like a morbid person, I think, anyway. But I'm like, I've had all these people pay $1,000 for the year. I would hate for them to like not get that investment, right? And so you've got to think about, are we going to refund people? Do we have that much cash on hand? What kind of cash do we have, right? I keep my business account pretty padded having a membership. I'm like, I like to know like if people want refunds, we just have that cash there. We don't have to think about it. And I know we also still have cash for the bills and like everything else we have to pay. And so, yeah, I think all of that, considering all of that stuff, it's like, it's just a good thing to know, right? Like what would happen if I do want to quit, right? Tally's asking like things to consider for exiting. I think like just knowing like how long are people committing for? What have they paid for? Like how long are you locked in? We have thought about closing my membership at different times and we were getting ready to offboard people where it's like, okay, we're going to stop selling the yearly membership on this date. The last payment plan for year ends on this date. Mm-hmm. And then once we get closer to that, after we kind of start offboarding the majority of people, we'll tell the community it's going to be wrapping up. And that's how we would close mine. It would take at least a year to close my membership. But I just have to know that if I want to pivot, I have to have at least a year runway to fill out the obligations we've already sold.
I think something else to know is like, how do you like to sell? Because I think we've kind of skirted around this idea of like, we're saying like a monthly membership. One of the things I didn't think about when I first started this is like, if you're selling a monthly membership, you are selling all the time. And so I do a lot of work around human design. I'm a projector. I don't like to sell all the time. Like I have my ups and downs and energy. So a monthly enrollment doesn't work for me. And it's what made my membership exhausting. So when I did have the most luck was when I said, you can sign up for 6 months. So I think one of the things I would think about for exiting is also like, how do I want to sell? Like, how do I like to sell?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, we think memberships are easy to sell, but we said this earlier, and I just want to reiterate, you're constantly having to sell if you're considering that people are going to leave every month. So
yeah,
for me, it's like, when I'm thinking about my long-term membership, it's like, do I want to sell monthly? Do I want to sell 3 months at a time? Do I want to sell 6 months at a time? I would maybe do a year, but only because I'm more experienced. But again, my energy might not be there. So maybe I only do quarterly memberships and that's how I sell. And that gives me time and space to think about if I like my membership or not.
I think too, like looking at this just made me think of like a whole nother thing. But I think too, when you're looking at that, you got to look at like the size of your audience and like, do you have the revenue to get you through those gaps? And so like, I used to sell the mastermind quarterly, right? We had a big enough audience. I know already, like our biggest month is going to be the launch month, right? Because it's like, there's a bunch of people that pay in full, right? There are a bunch of people coming in on monthly plans, but like, there's going to be other people the next, second, third month that are go out, that are leaving, and the doors are closed. So no new people are coming in. So there's money going out those 2 months. And it's like, do you have a big enough audience and a big enough cash reserve to like get you through that gap? Are you going to sell something else the second and third month? That's what I used to do, is we would launch quarterly. And then the second month of the quarter, I would open my small group and we would sell the small group for the next quarter. And then usually the third month, if I wanted to bump our revenue up, I would do an affiliate launch or pull something out and sell something else that we have kind of like laying around. But I think making a plan for yourself as far as like, can I afford to only launch once a quarter, right? And the first year, the answer was like, no, absolutely not. Like, we have to launch something else the second and third month of the quarter. Otherwise, there's people going out of the membership. There's no new people coming in. And we need to bump the revenue back up. The second year we ran it, we had more people. We were able to just run the quarterly launches without so much stuff in between. And now I kind of dabble like with both, where it's like, I have so much stuff that we're doing in there. It's like, I feel like we have, like we're putting together a Black Friday bonus. It's like insane. That's going to come out in September. And I'm like, we have to open it and like let people get it. I'm doing all this work to like make this new program for them. And it's so good. I really should be selling it. So I'm like, we have to at least sell it to the mastermind, even though we just did a launch. I'm like, it would be crazy just not to open it. And so now I kind of do the quarterly launches. And if there's some fun reason we want to open it, we do. But I think considering all of those things, it's like, it's hard if you've never managed a membership to even think about that, right? About like, how often are you going to open it? Is it open all the time? Or is that going to be exhausting? And I think it is hard. We've had it open all the time and it just totally drained me. Like what you were saying, Monica, it just didn't work for my human design type. What do you guys get? I want to get your guys' tips about retention before we run out of time. What are your guys' tips for like keeping people in there? We kind of talked around that a little bit too, but I'm sure you guys have some great like pro tips about like, how do we keep them paying like month after month once they decide to join?
Yeah, for me, it's really about value, right? It's like offering them what they need. And I'm not saying like giving more and more and more that I, you know, am using all my resources, but why are they there? And make sure that you're constantly delivering towards that. Don't have something that is like, okay, once you're done this, you don't need me anymore. You're always growing on it. And so they want to stay. Plus the community. Community is a huge part of it. A lot of people will stay just for the community, even if they no longer need the resources because they're getting so much from the community. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think community is very valuable to people right now. At least that's what we've been seeing too. Like we've had people say that too, that they stay in the mastermind just because they're like, I just can't imagine not having access to everybody anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Sandra? You have any pro tips about how do you keep people to stay in there once you get them?
Well, I just want to say that the thing about the community, it's like summer camp, you know, like everyone goes into the first day of summer camp, kind of nervous. They don't know anyone. And by the end, there are so many tears and everyone's kicking and screaming. They don't want to leave. This is the adult version of that. We don't want to leave a community once we're like really bonded with them. One of my many retention tips is when you have a monthly membership, usually by the third month, people are starting to look back and say, did I get my value? Is this worth it? I'm seeing this on my credit card 3 times now. So that is a very pivotal month. Now, can you, I don't want you to think about like if one person came in, you don't need to do the strategy, but I'm saying if you had a big launch and like 20, 30, 50, 100, 1,000 people came in today, 3 months from now is November. What I would do in December is offer something huge. One of those bonuses from that my list, something that gets them to stay even longer or to get the value, like there is more coming. There is more value. There's more community events, et cetera. There's more coming. So don't hold on to what you know is going to be released in your community or in your membership. Let them know what's coming up. So if there's a coming up calendar, you know that in April, you're doing a virtual event and everyone in the mastermind gets a free ticket. Likely people are going to stay just like at least till then, right? So that is kind of one of the things that I would say is like that fourth month is very pivotal. I could do math. I can't speak English.
I can't speak English or do math. So you've got me beat.
Well, and I, just to like piggyback, I think that Sandra, like you're, I love this idea of like offering bonuses. And I think one of the things that we oftentimes forget is that your people, like you can disrupt. I wouldn't send boxes like what Faith was going to do in her first membership, but you can partner, look at your sponsors, look at where people live. Can you reach out and find something and send something that's unique, that disrupts, that reminds them of like, this is why this membership is different than anybody else's. So could it be that you reach out and you get, you know, I love when people get the Starbucks card and then they put it and they're like, go use my Starbucks card. And you know how often I've been like, I wonder if there's any still money left down there. And there is, right? Like, what can you do that's disruptive to people's, like, everything they're expecting? They're expecting a price discount. They're expecting a this. But maybe don't do the price discount. Offer a really cool, unique opportunity. Starbucks cards. Go buy Starbucks today. Dunkin' Donuts. Whatever's in your space. That's, like, again, I think about the illusion, you know, the analogy to summer camp. Why did we love that? Because there was something unique. How often, I mean, how many people, when you go back to work, I was a teacher for a long time. And like, I would sometimes go to work just to get the movie tickets that we would get if you went to work every single day, little disruptive things. And as business owners, it doesn't always have to be the thing that we create. It could be something that another business owner is creating, a partnership there. It could be a sponsorship with a brick and mortar, with a large company, you know. Athleta, I used to teach yoga there, and I would give all of my yoga members a 20% off coupon to buy pants at Athleta. It worked for both of us. So mm-hmm. How can you think about your community and then bridge and take it out further and disrupt what they're expecting to get?
Yeah, those are really good tips too. We've been doing monthly challenges in the mastermind too, and I feel like that's been really great for the members, because it's like we put them on little teams and they get points and like there's captains and yeah, it's really fun. And then we have different ideas for different ones we want to do in the future. We're trying to come up with like a good roster of three solid challenges, and then we just run those every quarter, right? So there's three and that they all get ran four times a year. And so we're building those out. And the idea behind that is kind of like what you're talking about, Monica, where it's like, we're giving them a good reason to stay, because it's like every month we're going to do a challenge like for you with your business, and you don't have to do it by yourself. And we're going to give you the opportunity to get on teams for some of them. And you're going to get more done in your business than if you were just by yourself. And it's not a ton of work for us to like create it, right? I make the challenges, but then I hand it off to my team and I'm like, hey, every quarter, the first month of the quarter, I need you to schedule these posts to go up. I need you to send these emails, right? And so in that way, like, I think something we're very good at on my team is like, we offer a ton of shit in my membership. It is not like, it is, and I'm always like telling members, people making new memberships, I'm like, right, but like, we make multiple six figures of revenue. I have a lot more resources than when I started. So don't start your membership based on someone that has a lot more resources than you, right? And then scale up over time and add those things. And the things that you add don't have to create a ton of work for you, right? So I'm able to add now offer to my members, like, here's a challenge every month, but I'm not sitting there having to make a challenge every month, right? I'm going to make three really good ones. We're going to run each quarter. I'm going to hand them off to a VA. I'm never going to think about it again. And the VA is going to schedule all of that. And so there's lots of stuff you can do like that when you have a good VA, when you have some revenue coming in that are very valuable, that add a lot to the membership, but don't create a ton of work for me. I'm very good at creating extra work for myself. My team's always like, can we do something like simple?
I love that. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say stickers. And don't forget the people love stickers, right? So cheap stickers, you can get them at the Dollar Tree, send like a thank you card with stickers. Yeah. Like we forget the things that worked for young kids. Like it's lonely in the entrepreneurial world. And something you just said, Faith, just triggered me to think about like, we don't get constant feedback that our business is doing well. We look at our revenue to decide if our business is doing well. And a card in the mail with a bunch of stickers that says like, thank you, you're killing it. Like you have no idea what that could do for somebody's day, for their life, for their mindset.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great tip.
I was going to say, Faith, like one of the things, what you just talked about with the challenge, I run a challenge in my group membership every May. Look, it was a retention strategy that stuck. So every May we do an implementation challenge. I take lessons in my membership three times a week. We put out a post. We say, do this, put a screenshot. We'll give you a point. And then we spin the wheel at the end. And it's like my game show hostness inside of me is like so happy. Spin the wheel and they all get a prize. And usually it's me doing something for them. So I created engagement plans for the three people. And so it's something that they love and fun, and the competitiveness is amazing, but the engagement goes up as well. What I love about yours is you're building these mini communities of people getting to know each other even more. And again, they're not going to want to leave because
you know why we started doing it? Because every time we would survey them and ask them, they were like, we want accountability. We want accountability. And for a long time, I was like, I'm not your mother. Like, you're an entrepreneur. Get out of here. Like, I'm not giving you guys accountability, right? I'm like, I don't think so. Like, what do you think this is? Like, I'm not going to make sure you're doing your work. And then I like thought about it. And what we ended up doing was putting them on teams. And so they get points if they do certain things in their business. And they're all so like bent on like not wanting to let their team down.
Yes.
They will go to like hell and high water to get those points. Cause they're like, if I don't get all the points, like I don't want my team to like let my team down. So it's like, it's like this like weird accountability challenge we came up with for them. But it works really well. If anybody wants to borrow that, they're people love it. You just get points, right? And then it's like they keep their own points. We make it all into an Excel sheet or like an Asana board, and it's like log your points in, and then at the end we just pick the team with the most points. But people really will be like, I don't want my team to like suffer because of me, so like I gotta like get out there. Like we've had people email being like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I like missed a challenge, I don't want my team, and we're like, it's not that serious, guys. And we're not even giving them like iPads or anything. That's just like the competitiveness of it. And so that's been really great for us. That anybody's welcome to like borrow that, and it's really fun. We just do it for a month and they get points for working on their business. So anyway, I want to make sure we get time to close everybody out. You guys, let's go around. You guys tell everybody, just for anybody that just came in, like who you are, what you do, your little, give us your spiel, and then tell us where we can stalk you, because everybody's got to go. Everybody should go follow them. Like they have so much value to give you, like for free. I mean, their paid stuff is insane, but their free stuff, you're like crazy if you don't go get their free stuff, seriously. And tell us where we can stalk you. Tell us your freebie and we'll all go be obsessed with you on the internet.
I love it. I'll go first. Larissa Russell of Creative You Business. I also have Creative You Healing, but today we're talking about business memberships. But we're really about aligning your business with your ethics, values, and life goals. So working with women with heart-centered businesses. And so we offer the aligned business worksheets, which you can find at creativeyoubusiness.com/aligned-worksheets. But if you go to creativeyoubusiness.com, you will find everything. We have all sorts of free things, including a free community. And we have weekly workshops in that free community for women in business.
Definitely go join Larissa's community, and we will put the links for everything in the notes and back in the chat and everything once I sign off. So I'll put the links for them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Awesome. I'm Monica Monfrey Scantlebury, founder of Monica Monfrey Consulting and Make Caviar. And we work with impact makers. I hate when that happens. And legacy creators who are looking to create communities where people feel like they belong and they're part of a movement. One of the things I love to talk about is Eventbrite. So if you go to monicamonfrey.com/grow-without-social-media, you get access to my Eventbrite training, Game Changing. And I would say this little hidden tip, and I think you've just motivated me to create a new free resource. So make sure to follow me at Monica Monfrey on Instagram.
Everybody go talk Monica on Instagram.
And hold me accountable. But as we were talking, I was thinking all the tools that I used inside of my high school classroom to engage my students are the same tools that you can use inside of your membership. So if you're in need of an engagement tool, go find a teacher on Teachers Pay Teachers and buy one of their tools, or wait, because I'm going to create one myself for all the ways that teachers, like how to, you know, I have a program called Deliver Like a Teacher, but really thinking about those engagement strategies. And that is what is coming. It's not just, you know, I like stickers, y'all. So you might get stickers from me if you follow me on Instagram.
Monica's just straight bribing people now.
No, but stickers are my favorite thing in the world.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
But Sandra, over to you, my friend.
Thanks, hon. So I'm Sandra DeFreitas. You can find me at engageroops.com or engageroops on Instagram. Or if you want to join our free community, engageroops.com/group. We'll forward you there. And our freebie is the 80 plus deliverables for your membership. Go to engageroops.com/faithmariah. And there's a bundle coming up. Can I talk about that bundle?
Is it mine or is it a different
it's
one?
Yours. Oh, it's yours. Yeah, yours. And listen, there are some two really juicy membership workshops that I'm offering in there.
The bundle is insane. I was just looking at it before the call because I'm writing all the swipe for it. And like, it is, the value of it is like over $6,000 now. Like, it is crazy, the stuff people gave me. Like, I'm like, I can't believe they're letting me give you guys the stuff. But it's coming in September. So you got to grab Sandra's stuff.
Both of them. Grab them both. Okay. Don't let me down. Grab them both.
I still have 1 day till tomorrow, right? Because I still have to send you something.
I think so. I'm not in charge of anything. Today is the day. Oh yeah, get it to Kelsey.
No,
Kelsey,
it's tomorrow. Like, it's the 25th.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Is it? Okay. It
better be. I am buying Kelsey coffee. That's all I'm saying.
I have no idea. Kelsey's in charge. So I'm like, I just try not to say the wrong thing. So I'm always like, I don't know. The mastermind will tell you, they'll ask me something. I'll be like, I don't know. Ask Kelsey and Rebecca. I don't know. Like, I'm not in charge. Then I'll say something on the live stream and they'll like message me. They'll be like, did you say like blah, blah, blah on the live stream? I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
I've been in trouble like that before too.
Yeah. They're like, could you not do that? That'd be great. Thank you guys so much for being here. I am Faith Mariah. This is Business Power Hour. We have a different panel discussion every week on different topics to help you grow your online business. You can find all my stuff at faithmariah.com. Subscribe to the podcast. If y'all could leave me some new podcast reviews, that would be great. I know there's some lurkers on there listening to the replay on the podcast. Why don't you guys leave me podcast reviews anymore? I looked the other day. We haven't gotten a new review in like months.
That's a new challenge. Podcast reviews for your friends.
You know how I got my last round of podcast reviews? I'm always telling the mastermind, I was on this rant where I was like, you have to ask your community for support. And like, people want to help you. And like, your husband wants to help you. Your kids want to help you. Your community wants to help you. But you have to tell them how to do that and ask, or you can't expect anybody to support you if you don't ask. And so for my birthday, the day after that rant, I was like thinking about it. And I was like, I went on social media and I was like, for my birthday, all I want is a podcast review.
My birthday is coming up.
A new podcast review.
I love that one. I love that one.
Yeah, so you guys can ask for your community for things for your birthday.
My birthday is in 3 weeks. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, I'm like, all I want for my birthday is a podcast review. And I got a bunch of new reviews on my podcast. But it just goes to show, like, people were happy to do it. I hadn't asked them for podcast reviews. And that's why I don't have any new ones, because I haven't asked them. So now I'm asking you. If you listen to the podcast and you're listening to this replay, leave a review. If you guys are here live, you're the real MVPs. I love you guys. And thank you guys so much for being here. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.